Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs, and I am happy to be back. I'm telling you, I'm really liking these Patreon spontaneous shows. You guys are making sure that I get my fix, and at the same time, you're getting yours. So today we're here to discuss betting on Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Conor McGregor. And is it worth the risk? We'll break down the betting line, how much you get if you bet on Conor McGregor, and how much you get if you bet on Floyd Mayweather. I think that this is a bigger fight globally than Mayweather-Pacquiao was. That's a quote from Dana White. I just want that to seep in for all those that are saying that this isn't going to do the Mayweather-Pacquiao numbers in terms of pay-per-views and purses. We'll probably be coming back to discuss another show just on the non-disclosure agreement that was signed and really delve into that a little bit more. But I want to get on out to my co-host in the Golden State, the UFC expert himself, the hipster. Hunter.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
He know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When he said the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipster's here. Haters, beware. Mayweather McGregor, betting odds. Interesting things. Obviously, the odds have changed a lot since they were first opening up a couple months ago. They have changed upwards of 400 points in terms of difference. It was originally, I believe, plus 950 for McGregor as underdog. Now it is plus 500, depending where you go, obviously. So, lines are moving. I know SportsInsight.com is reporting over 90% of all bets placed are being placed on McGregor. So, the lines are going to continually move in his favor. We could even see damn near maybe 2-1 odds or close to even odds come fight night due just to the amount of betting on McGregor. If you do not know, the lines can change determining on how many bets are placed on certain people. Same with a basketball game or anything like that. If more bets are placed on somebody else than their opponent, he will actually become the favorite at some point. If there's enough betting to change the odds. So that could potentially happen. But then again, right now we have tons of odds to get to. PaddyPower.com has some great props to go on. And there's even like odd ones like McGregor to throw a kick, 12-1 odds on that. Any corner to throw in the towel, 10-1 odds. Mayweather to be deducted a point for holding. 10-1 odds. So like there's a bunch of odds you can go on here. So, and there's obviously group betting. So like rounds. So you have Mayweather Jr. rounds 1-3 are 7-1. So there's just tons of odds we can get into and break it down where you should go. Some advice for all you listeners out there. So try to make your money on this sort of money fight.
That's really why we're here. It's like, obviously, people are going to bet. Like you said, 90% have already started to bet on Conor McGregor. Everybody's trying to get in on that 1,000-to-1 underdog and somehow have a dream. A dollar and a dream, but it's not really the lotto, is it? I mean, I don't know why people are getting so crazy when it comes to this. I don't think that there's anything, any bet you can offer me outside of, like you said, a kick, you know, for McGregor to throw a kick. I mean, it might be worth it to throw a little bit of money on that just because of the muscle memory, right?
Just for fun. I mean, like, and here's the thing, like, betting can be fun. Like, I know, like, there's a lot of people that do betting to make money, and there's even people that do it as a profession. But for people like me and you, betting is fun. It's something that you add on to a big fight to sort of spice it up. And especially when you have a fight like this where most of us, I think, are pretty set on who's going to win, and most of us being 90%+ thinking Mayweather's going to win, you know, we can spice it up and start betting on it. Like I said, this is a money fight, so why not make some money for us on top of it, you know? Like, we have to pay $100 for pay-per-view for this son of a bitch, maybe. You know, why not get your money back in terms of betting?
Hey, placing a bet on an upcoming boxing match between UFC lightweight champion Conor McGregor and undefeated boxer Floyd Mayweather? Buy as much? Doesn't that sound a bit weird? Fluffing up the MMA guy and poor Mayweather's just say undefeated boxer. But, you know, the thing is,
MMA junkie. Are you an MMA junkie?
You know I am.
Of course. Then, yeah, of course, they're going to, you know, spice up the MMA fighter more.
Well, what they did do a good job of is preparing us boxing fans, betting folk for two very different potential payouts. Right. Because once we made that official announcement, or actually Floyd Mayweather made that official announcement, from his social media saying that this fight was on, the betting line started to change right away. Like, people had a line open for this fight when, you know, when Matt thought it wouldn't happen. When Matt said there was no way the UFC was going to let this one happen. You remember? You remember when Matt said that, right? And yeah, I mean, yeah, they got they had one now. They had one then. They have one now. And it's funny that they're giving you like potential ways to entice you for you to bet on Conor McGregor. And the only real reason I'm entertaining this is because I got a phone call from a long-term listener. You know, Robert Ortiz most recently joined Patreon. He called me up and he's like, yo, I'm thinking of emptying my bank account and putting it all on Mayweather. And I'm like, you and everybody else is, you know, doing that. But I started to think, like, man, how many other people are going to get in on the fun of a 0-0-0 ranked fighter? I mean, this guy's 0-0-0. Like, he's going to lose an O, but he's going to get to keep about two of them, maybe. I don't know.
I think Mayweather Pacquiao has the record for the amount of bets placed on a single day. I think they have that record in Vegas. This fight's going to break that easily.
Oh, yeah. According to the CBS article, they're basically saying, you know, that this one is going to top even the Super Bowl, which is insane. Yes. Look, and I quote, "We expected more money to come in on McGregor, but not at this level. A McGregor win is already a huge liability for the book, and it will only get bigger." Bravada Sportsbook manager Kevin Bradley said, "I estimate this fight will be the biggest single decision for us of any single event ever. The overall money and wagers on this may rival the Super Bowl, if not bigger, as we expect anyone and everyone to have a bet on it in some capacity," which is true, because immediately I started to think to myself, like, the minute this was like made, I started to think, damn, 1,000-to-1. How much do I got to bet to get? Because we all know the safe bet is on Mayweather. So now, if we get into the fun stuff where it's like round betting, right?
Or round group betting. So you bet like three rounds.
No, forget that round group shit.
Wow, that's so much better.
Yeah, no, I'll bet three rounds, but I'm going to bet them individually. I think I'm going to go like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all $100. Them shits are all 14-to-1. So who gives a fuck if I lose 400 and I make, 14-to-1, correct me if I'm wrong, right? Like, if I get that, I get 1,400, right?
Yes, I believe so.
All right, then. So who cares? I make $1,000 off my, you know, I bet $400, I make $1,000, or I bet $500, I make $900. I mean, Mayweather's going to get this fucker. Look, even if he's the old Mayweather, right? I mean, the young, this new Mayweather, rather, that takes his time. This guy is a no one. Now, and I don't mean no one. No one, I mean a no one in this ring. Like, how long? Listen, Andre Ward already put the pressure on Mayweather because, you know, they got a little rivalry in the media, and he already put the pressure on him. He's like, yo, he's got to be careful, and he's also got to get this guy out of there. Like, you can't go rounds. Listen, Linnell Bellows was on our show yesterday. He said Mayweather can't. No one wants Mayweather to go a majority decision, unanimous decision, split decision, nothing ending in fucking decision. It better be TKO or KO. He's got to show that his levels, right, to leave that door open for whatever else could come down the line. You know, maybe a Manny Pacquiao fight, maybe a Canelo, whoever you guys, you know, put against him and he decides is worth that nine-figure paycheck. But I'm looking at, Mayweather wins in round three, 18-1. Mayweather wins in round four, 14-1. Round five, 14-1. Round six, 14-1. Round seven, 14-1. Eight, 14-1. Round nine, 16-1. Round 10, 18-1. Yo, that is some bread. Now, obviously, you can't bet all the rounds because you're going to make shit, basically, right? Like, you probably would make like 200 if you bet all the rounds anyway, to be honest with you, and depending on what round hit. Because, look, if you, let's say Mayweather gets him out of there in the 12th, it's 33-1. 33-1. So even if you bet 100 on every fucking round, you still made money. Now, you could always bet on McGregor, right? McGregor's a 40-1 if he gets Mayweather out of there with some UFC shit in the first round, Matt. 40-1. Jeez Louise. Imagine laying down a G note on that and making a good 40K for the year right there on the Mayweather bet. Dude, oh my God, 40-1 is McGregor in that first round. Let's see what he is in the 12th. Oh, that sucks, man. That's some bullshit, right? He should have been like an 80-1 in the 12th because it's like, yo, he made it out of the fucking first and all the way to the 12th, and you're telling me he's a 40-1? Yo, in the 11th, if McGregor wins in the 11th, he's a 50-1.
Paddy, 6-1.
Jeez Louise, brother. I mean, like, if you wanted to lose money, you can find people. They're going to entice you with huge to ones. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't happening, Daddy. It ain't happening. I don't care. Like, this, I know this is boxing and it only takes one shot, but come on, man. I mean, look, we're setting up something with Van Heerden just so we can get it, you know, straight from the horse's mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was in there with Mayweather, like, excuse me, with McGregor, who's going to be in there with Mayweather. I don't know. Matt, you want to add anything else to this? Yeah,
there's some really interesting bets. Again, I'm going off Paddy Power because they usually have the most prop bets you can really look at. Alternate group round betting. Mayweather round 1-6, 9-4. So you bet 400, you get 900 back. That's a really enticing bet. And then obviously the reverse is 7-12. And that, in those rounds, you get 15-8 odds. So those are still great odds. So if you're even more hesitant on going, let's say, per round, you can find amazing odds for Mayweather. Amazing. Mayweather's round 7-9, 7-2 odds. Mayweather rounds 1-3, 7-1 odds. You know, there are just tons of really good odds to have. You can even bet per minute. What way is he going to knock him out? Is it going to be Mayweather by KO, Mayweather by TKO? Both those are 3-1 odds. So you bet 100, you get 300 back. I think all these are great bets.
You know what's bad bets is straight money on Mayweather. Like, betting $100 on Mayweather would result in a profit of about $12.50. Damn, how much money do you got to spend to make a little bit of bread on Mayweather?
A lot. If you do
$12.50. And that's why there's so many. That's why there's a 90 percentile jumping in, because they're looking at this. Oh, if I bet 100 on McGregor, I can win 100. Oh, let me go ahead and do that.
Worst bet you can take.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I can't believe that the early betting favorite favored McGregor. That's a little weird. But
these odds are going to get closer. So if you want to jump on these odds, do it within this week. I'm telling you. Otherwise, these odds could change drastically.
I was talking to another listener, and he found the poor sap to go 200. Even money, bro. So he's going to make an easy 200 once Mayweather wins any which way, bro. I wish I could get those type of bets, man. You know what I'm like? Yo, Nessa, put me down 400. I got McGregor. Like, word. I'll start taking every bet. I don't give a fuck. Fucking get a loan on a house. You kidding me? Christ. McGregor. I'll take it all straight money, too. Well, well, well. This is going to be fun, man. This is going to be fun to see how people react. I what I'm most excited for is that build up, Matt. I'm really, especially shout out to, I think it's Antonello for sure now, that sent me that UFC press conference to really hype me up. And I was listening to something else. I think it was Stephen A. Smith saying that Mayweather's in a happy place. And that's why we see him training already, because according to Stephen A. Smith, who spoke to him, he says that Mayweather, he's never really had it like this, right? He's always had to take the lead in the promotion and be kind of the mouthpiece. And they're expecting Conor to be Conor. And boy, am I expecting it. But I want Conor to be Mayweather. You think we'll get it? Could he choke Mayweather the way that Mayweather choked Victor Ortiz at that press conference? I would love for the fucking tables to turn. You know what I'm saying? That shit would send ripples through mainstream media if Conor just choked his ass the way he did fucking Victor. You know what I mean? Just choke him, put the fucking fingers right in the cheek, smush it in like a little baby the way that Mayweather did. Mayweather was very aggressive that day. Like, no one's ever turned the tables on this dude. And hey, Conor, I mean, I don't want to just see the little whatever duck walk he does. I want more than that. I want more than that. I don't want him just, you know, talking slick like he was at these UFC press. I'm saying he doesn't have to touch him. I'm not saying that, oh, he's got to cross the line. But I'm saying I would like an aggressive Conor for sure. Give me Derek Chisora, David Haye with the fucking plexiglass in between the press conference. Let's go there. Or give me some Chisora. Who did he fight? Where he threw the table. You know what I'm saying? Let's get a little bit. I mean, maybe he's not like that. I don't know, Conor. You tell me, what is he capable of?
I think Conor McGregor is sort of a loose cannon at press conferences. There was a reason he was originally fined, I believe, over $100,000 for his press conference antics with Nate Diaz. I believe that fine was reduced drastically. So, yeah, I think he can do a lot. Again, he's gone over in a mint coat and went over and just grabbed Jose Aldo's belt and just took it from him and started a brawl on the stage. So, I mean, like, he has a track record of being aggressive and crossing the line, maybe not physically, but crossing that line where he's going to get a reaction from his opponent all the time. That's what he does well.
I love when he told that dude, he was like, man, you were knocked out like a bitch. I was like, whoa. And then Holly Holmes was right next to him. She just kept looking like, oh, you really going to keep saying bitch? It was hilarious. I can't wait. I want to see, because you know you got all those Mayweather, you know, I don't know what to call them because I don't want to get jumped. I'm tired of coming around corners and boxes coming for me. But, I mean, he does have a lot of yes men is probably the politest thing to say.
He has an entourage.
Well, that was probably the better thing to say, right? And I wonder, because you know the entourage always loves to show the lion of the pack, hey, I'm going to die for you, man. I'm going to ride for you. So
it's like the Charlos. What happened there?
I don't know. I wasn't at that story that you're speaking of.
Yeah, you were.
So I wonder, like, is something going to happen in between camps, right? I mean, does Conor have an entourage or is it just Conor?
No, Conor has an entourage, not nearly the physical size of Mayweather's. I mean, Mayweather has 8 350-plus-pound bodyguards around him at all times. Does McGregor have that? Probably now. That's very possible. I could see him having that level of an entourage at this point. But he definitely walks around with the crew. He does have a crew. His whole team comes with him everywhere he goes.
I want to see. You know what Connor needs to do? He needs to fucking go hang out with T.I. Now that T.I. is single and all that shit came out, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't know. It's already a fucking celebrity type thing anyway, right? Look, I think it's time we go to the callers. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? I'm going to go to the U.K. Get my man Rob out of there before it starts getting late. Rob, what's going on out there in the UK, brother? How are you?
Man. Yeah, I just want to say, first of all, thanks for the bat signal, you know, because in the words of your favorite band knows, Aerosmith, I don't want to miss a thing. But anyway, check it out. Check it out. Roll with me on this because it's in the realms of just complete fantasy. But okay, so you've got your $1,000, yeah? And you're just going to wait for that first round to start. I've seen the odds for this. It's available here in the UK. The Irish crowd are right behind McGregor. They got him pumped. The bell goes. He goes running across the ring. Bang. Massive. He just rushes Mayweather. Knocks him out. 80-1 for McGregor to win within the first 60 seconds of round one. You can get that here in the UK.
Man, that will never happen. I mean, look, I don't know. I don't know, right? What if he came with some? I just don't. I'm not gonna trick myself.
Crazier things have happened.
Yeah, but it's not wrestling. That's the only thing that like can get him out the way. Like,
again, it's not wrestling, and McGregor's knocked out the greatest featherweight of all time.
Oh God, this guy's drinking his own Kool-Aid.
I'm just saying. But no, that's not happening. Come on.
Wow. No, I know, bro. I know. I mean, unless you got some serious money, you can just hit Mayweather hard for like, I don't know. There's people here in the UK that they stick serious money on real short favorite odds on horses. I mean, they're jumping fences here with horses and they could just fall down. People are just going to see this as a two horse race. Oh, that guy's, like you say, 5-1 or whatever. And they're just, there's no such thing as a poor bookie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Mighty Sway. He said the Cotto fight is dead because of this. It is, and it should be. I'm glad that happened to Cotto. Not, you know, it's not a personal thing against Cotto, but like, man, he, you know, Kamagai getting a title shot. Who the hell's Kamagai beat?
No one.
Exactly. It's unfair, man. But Rob, that's all you got for us?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. You crack on, get the next caller on, and I'll speak to you soon.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. And answering the bat signal, you know, we could count on Rob. I mean, talk to us in Jersey.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up?
Listen, this fight, I wouldn't bet on it because the return ain't going to be big enough. I don't, the odds is never going to be in favor of McGregor in this fight. It doesn't matter what they do unless, I don't know. Unless they don't do any VADA testing. You know what I mean? If they take, you know, testing out the realm, and I don't even know if that's something that's agreed to. If they take testing out the realm, then maybe you can move the McGregor's direction. But
No. They touched on that during the press conference, the conference call that me and Matt were on. There is USADA testing.
Okay.
Same thing Mayweather's always done is what they're going to be doing for this one.
And the same thing the UFC has been doing for the last year and a half.
Okay. Well, I'm saying he doesn't have a chance. There's not going to be enough return on the money to bet against McGregor. So, I mean, I don't see why anybody would pick on him. I mean, would pick him to win that fight. The money's just not in it for, you know, for if you were to take $500, $5,000, like, come on, there's no money betting on Floyd. What are you going to pay for? 500 to win. Did y'all even mention? I know Ness is good at breaking that down. If you put 500, how much you get back?
On Floyd?
Based on projected odds.
But on Floyd, yeah. Man, yo, every 100 is $12.50.
This is what I'm saying. Who's going to put that out? You going to 500 to win 12? That's crazy.
Yeah, but so, if
that's
you
all
could,
I got, fellas.
If you could catch it, Matt, if you could catch it at what it opened up at the 1,000 to 1, then it's kind of a little bit worth it, you know. And if you got that type of bread, you drop 10 stacks, you make a stack. Drop 10 G's, you make a G. And it's a guaranteed G. You know that for a fucking fact. As a boxing fan, you should know that.
But again, I mean, I don't know how well you're paying attention to the show, but there were prop bets, Mayweather Jr. winning rounds 1 through 3, 7 to 1. You bet $100, you get 700 back. I mean, that's a good bet on Mayweather. You can still make tons of money in this fight.
Yeah, but from rounds 1, 2 through 3, that's, I don't know, man. When's the last time Mayweather had a first round knockout?
Or 2 or 3, but or you can go rounds 4 through 6. Those are 7 to 2 odds. Those are 7 to 2 odds. You bet 100, you get 700 back.
I hear what you're saying. There's some good bets out there, but damn, that doesn't sound like a good bet in my opinion. When's the last time Floyd knocked anybody out between 1 through 3? Let's find out from the other callers. We're going to keep the phone lines moving. We're going out to, from New Jersey, we're going to head on out to Atlanta, the home of the Milkman, baby.
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
All right, man. Down goes Kirkland. Strap me up.
Next, I got Milk, baby.
Yeah, it's the Milkman checking in. Okay, so the odds are in. Now, let's logically think about this, all right? Let's dial it back a minute. What do you think Floyd's mindset is going into this fight? Do you think he wants to put on a show, or do you think he just wants to go out there and do his normal thing? Because I think that's going to play into how people place bets on these round-by-round basis.
I don't know, Milkman. The thing is, I can see this guy, Mayweather, going out there and putting on like a boxing class where you embarrass him, right? Where you're like, you're toying with him the way that Crawford did to Felix Diaz, where he's tapping on his head and the referee's saying, hey, don't do that. But I could also hope and dream that he fucking goes in there and he knocks this guy out, man. He's just like, you don't belong in here with me. I am the best. I am boxing. So this is not going 12. You're going to realize you're in the ring with the best. But we could only hope and wish for that one.
All right. Now what I'm saying is y'all need to put your money on a 12-round fight. All right. This is why I'm saying it. I think Floyd and Team Mayweather have it's a conspiracy theory. All right. I think they want to do a rematch. I think Floyd wants to let it look a little bit competitive. And to do that, he's going to have to justify the rematch. And I think it's going to go 12 for that reason.
Who would buy this? Would you buy this if Floyd went 12 with a guy that's never stepped foot in the boxing ring?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, because you got to think about the casuals. Did y'all see what Conor did? He never even fought before. If he fights him in a rematch, he might knock him out. We got to think about that now. It's the casuals, man. So I'm saying put your money on 12 rounds because of that. And we'll just see. And you know what they need to do? If they really want to add a little sprinkle on top of the promotion, now, of course, you're going to have to pay some people some under-the-table money. But what they need to do is, first big press conference, get Paulie Malignaggi in there, right? Get him talking smack to Conor. Conor cold cocks him with a soft left. Paulie lays down, give Paulie like 250 cash under the table. And he says, I'm going to do that same thing to you, Floyd. WWE style, baby. I'm out.
It's the Milkman, baby. Thanks for calling in. Uh-oh. How the hell is that possible? Is the doctor really on the line?
Yes.
Hmm.
I believe so. That is one of his numbers.
Don't even respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga.
Mr. Doctor?
Fight Doctor in the house on Rick James status as always. What's going on, gentlemen?
Mr. Doctor, did you become a Patreon behind our back?
Well, I told you I was going to be on Patreon status. So now the Fight Doctor is on Rick James as well as Patreon status. Don't get it twisted.
That's weird. I mean, I guess
you haven't said that.
I guess you didn't use your normal name of Fight Doctor. Hmm. Oh, shit. It is right there. The Fight Doctor. Holy shit. I didn't even see that. The Fight Doctor is in the house. Look at that. Go for it, Fight Doc.
Look, anyone who thinks that this fight goes the distance is not just an idiot. Is a fucking idiot. Okay. I'm sorry, but there's just no way that this fight sees the 12th. If this fight sees the 12th round, if Floyd Mayweather allows this guy to go 12 rounds with him, and look, it doesn't even have to be competitive. It could be 12 one-sided rounds. But the simple fact that Conor McGregor would go 12 rounds with Floyd Mayweather means that all the TBE talk, all of the best of the last 25 years talk, all the best of this generation talk, all of that talk should cease instantly. Okay? And I will be the first to call Floyd Mayweather the biggest joke of the last 25 years, honestly. If he allows this club fighter to go 12 rounds, okay? Does anybody know what the over-under is on this fight?
Well,
okay, I'm thinking over-under has got to be like...
I don't have the over-under.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's got to... I'm thinking it's got to be 4 or 5 tops, okay? Look, if this guy is allowed to see the second half of the fight, Mayweather is a joke. I'll say that to his face. He's a joke. There's no... Look, 3-4 rounds tops. And I think that's being generous. Okay?
I got it. The over-under is minus 140 from 5 to 7 and under even 1 to 1. Am I saying that right? No? Yes?
Yeah, well, I think the smart money would be on the under, okay? If the over-under is 5 rounds, then I think, yeah.
It says 5 to 7.
Because... Okay, well, typically the over-under is expressed in a particular round or a particular round in so many minutes, like 5.5 rounds, however. So I'll have to look it up myself, but yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, the over-under should probably be like 3 rounds, okay? The end of the 3rd round.
Yeah, going the distance is plus 125, Fight Doctor.
Well... that makes sense because I don't think anybody expects that this guy should go 12 rounds with Floyd Mayweather. I mean, no. Yeah. That's a joke. Okay? And I think the odds reflect the fact that's a joke. It's a joke. Anyone who thinks that this guy goes 12 rounds with Floyd Mayweather, even at 40, 41 years old, this is you don't know anything about boxing. Period. Point blank. You don't know shit about boxing.
Well, what round is Floyd getting him out of there? You teach us then. What round is Floyd getting him out of there? Help us make some money then, Fight Doctor.
3-4 rounds tops.
All right. So who's the last person he knocked out in
3-4 rounds?
Yo, who's the last person he knocked out in 3 or 4 rounds, bro?
I don't think the last early knockout that I recall, Philip Ndu. And I think that might have been about the 4th or 5th round. And that was at 135. Okay. Other than that, there was the Ortiz fight. And I think that was like the 4th round knockout. But those are recently. I mean, Mayweather hasn't had a knockout since the Ortiz fight. And I think that was about the 4th or 5th round, right in there somewhere. I don't recall. But yeah,
I think that's asking a lot of him, man. And yo, what if McGregor somehow adapts that Ricky Hatton style? Ricky Hatton was able to last longer with his wild mauling style before he got knocked out. I mean,
okay, but
I mean, look, expecting Mayweather to get a knockout in between the 4th round is a little much, I think.
Wait, hold on. Ricky Hatton, despite his style and all his flaws, had a resume.
He did.
Ricky Hatton beat some guys. Right? He beat Kostya Szyu. Okay? He beat some guys. Who has this guy beaten? Okay? Who has this guy beaten? Who has he fought? Nobody and nobody. I'm sorry, but you just
sparred Chris Van Heerden.
He did what?
He sparred Chris Van Heerden.
He did what?
He sparred Chris Van Heerden.
Okay, come on, man. Stop, please.
Hey, Fight Doctor, very fast. I found some over and under odds from Westgate Las Vegas Casino, one of the Las Vegas bookers. They have at under 9.5 rounds is a -180 favorite.
Yeah, I'm taking the under because there's just no way this guy sees the second half of the 9th round, okay? No way. I'm taking the under all day long. What was the under? Minus what?
-180.
-125?
-180.
Okay, so you bet $180, you make 100. That's the smart bet right there. I'm taking the under on this fight. Okay? And listen, you're a winner either way because if McGregor, okay, wins the lottery, wins the super lottery of the last millennia and knocks Mayweather out, it's going to happen early and you're going to win. So I'm taking the under, okay? Easy money. Easy money. That's the only bet, okay? Or just straight, because what are the odds on the Mayweather victory? 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 to 1? You're not making any money on that bet. But over under at -180, yeah, I like those odds. Because this guy is not going 9.5 rounds with Floyd Mayweather. Not gonna happen. Period. Mayweather could be 60 years old. I don't care. He still wouldn't go 9.5 rounds with Floyd Mayweather. Okay? Not going to happen. I like the under. Yeah. Give me that easy money.
Well, Fight Doctor, thanks for calling in. And congrats to us. And thank you to you for signing up and receiving that back signal to do this show. I know that the people love those calls. Matt, what do you think? Did the Fight Doctor give us the right bet? Should we go with the under? Is that the safe bet?
The under is definitely the safe bet. Even in my prediction, I said that this fight's probably going to end somewhere around maybe rounds 7 through 10. I don't think it's going to end before round 6. I think Mayweather doesn't have a history of that. And McGregor is a durable fighter. So those two factors play into it. But the under is at 9.5 rounds. Yeah, I think it's going to be under that. And plus, you know, like everyone's been saying, the longer this fight goes, the worse it's going to look on Mayweather.
I wonder if that's the way he's thinking, man. What if this guy, he's such a betting guy. What if he's betting on himself, bro, and he's carrying this dude to a certain round to get some certain amount of money?
That is very possible, though. That could be a little bit illegal.
Hey, Walter, I know you're there, but you haven't pressed one. You might just be at work. If you don't want to talk, continue as you are. If you do, press one before we're out of here for sure. We did put on the goodbye music. What did we learn? That there's some pretty good bets out there if you want to have some fun.
There's enticing bets out there.
There are some enticing bets. You can find some ways to make some money on this for sure. Or lose some. Yeah, right? You can lose some for sure.
Hey, everyone betting on Conor McGregor.
Yeah, and look, we're not giving anyone any betting advice. We're simply just saying, you know.
These are the numbers.
These are the numbers. These are some of the things that you can do if you choose to. But you got to remember that Floyd Mayweather is this generation's best fighter and self-proclaimed the best fighter ever. And at the end of the day, this Conor guy stepping into the boxing ring.
Who the fuck is that guy?
There really should be no doubt on anyone's mind. I'm just saying. I mean, because it's not like we're saying, yo, Conor's getting in there with Victor Ortiz or Lamont Peterson or Danny Garcia. You know what I mean? Lucas Matisse, like names that you know, we've seen have some, like, no one's cracked the code. There's no code. This guy is you know.
There's a code. We just don't know really what it is or if anyone can implement it.
Here goes the MMA guy looking for the straw.
McGregor's not going to be the one to crack the code. I've said this over and over again. That, and I think it was Ricky Hatton who said this on Twitter. That how can he, Shane Mosley, Oscar De La Hoya, Manuel Marquez, Manny Pacquiao, all these greats of the generation not be able to land that shot on Mayweather and hurt him and put him down and out? How can all these guys not land the shot, but McGregor land it? I can't believe it.
But none of those guys really have the agility of a Conor. You know what I mean? Conor's like ducking low. It's totally different than how those guys fight. They're traditional. He's not. If you want to pin him to somebody,
Mayweather has fought guys like a
Mayweather hasn't fought like a Sergio Martinez style. He's never fought a confident fighter that is confident enough to have his hands down and bait him in and try to take the lead. When you fight Mayweather and other dominant fighters, because it's not just with Mayweather, like look at Lemieux when he fought Golovkin. You change your style. We remember when Lennox fought Tyson. What?
Look at the Emmanuel Augustus fight. He's very unorthodox. The drunken master himself.
I don't know. Not as much as
unorthodox style is very early in his career, or at least the first half of his career. In the second half, he faced greats. He faced legends.
Well, we'll see on August 26th. When was Cotto's pay-per-view? That sucked.
Well, again, that wasn't a pay-per-view. That was just on HBO.
Oh, so what was DVR that?
Yeah, that's a DVR, and that's the same date, obviously.
That's sad. So you're saying you're buying this one. Oh, shit, he's going to DVR Cotto and buy this one. Oh, shit.
I buy every pay-per-view, unfortunately.
Oh, shit, immediate reaction on the Conor fight. Oh! I am your host, Ness the Giz. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. And when this video is out public and you're wondering why you didn't get the notification, join Patreon and receive that bat signal. Matt, where can they find you?
I'm Matt the Hipster Hunter, co-host and producer of The Boxing Voice. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace. We're out of here. See you probably later today with maybe a reaction show.
We might do a weigh-in show for the War Kovalev, for all the War Kovalev fanatics. Maybe. But check your bat signal. That's where you'll find it. Peace.